नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 78. Sri Shuka Uvacha. इति देवर्षिणा प्रोक्तम् निशम्य भरतर्षभः पूजयामास सुप्रीतः कृष्णं च प्रेम विह्वलः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Maharaj Yudhishthir, the best member of the Bharata dynasty, thus learned everything from the descriptions of Narada Muni. After hearing these instructions, he felt great pleasure from within his heart, and in great ecstasy, love and affection, he worshipped Lord Krishna. Purport. It is natural that when someone belonging to one's family circle is understood to be very great, one becomes ecstatic in love, thinking, oh, such a great personality in our relative, is our relative. When Sri Krishna, who was already known to the Pandavas, was further described by Narada Muni to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally, the Pandavas were amazed, thinking, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is with us as our cousin. Certainly, their ecstasy was extraordinary. During our lunch prasadam, we are discussing Prabhupada Lilamrita, wherein His Holiness Satsvarupa Maharaj is describing how the devotees in the early years, by their inconceivable good fortune, happened to come across Srila Prabhupada, an Indian old Bengali gentleman with saffron robes, having a strong desire to give Krishna consciousness to anyone and everyone he came across. Some of them who had some sincerity saw the selfless way in which Srila Prabhupada was extending himself just to give them Krishna consciousness. And therefore, some of them start liking him. When to the extent love is selfless and pure, it actually is very attractive. Because it is non-different from Krishna. Ahaituki apratihata, love which is selfless and which is uninterrupted, unconditional, is actually very attractive. And whatever is the medium by which that love is coming, that object becomes very attractive for us. That means Krishna is manifesting through that object. It could be a book, it could be a person. So these devotees started liking. They just liked him. They didn't know why, but somehow they were naturally attracted to him. And when actually they heard from him, they actually understood that this person is not ordinary. He's very special. So their love and affection for him increased. But the other day we were reading, when they came to India, they thought that practically all Indian gentlemen are like this. All devotees are like this. All sannyasis are like this. We are fortunate to get one of them amongst us. But when they came and went around and saw, they began to understand that we are more fortunate than what we are thinking. This person is really, really very unique and very special. And they could appreciate their good fortune. But when they met his godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj, D.R. Sridhar Maharaj, and he started speaking, he said, "This is the person who has actually made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He has fructified what Mahaprabhu had instructed. He is that personality." Only when they heard, Iti Devarshina Proktam. So when another great personality to whom Srila Prabhupada was very close, and their interaction, his interaction with Prabhupada made the devotees realize that he is also almost like equal. So such a great personality, Proktam, when he speaks, and Nishamya, when they heard, that it's not just us sentimentally loving, because this is just, you know, somehow we had the good fortune of meeting this gentleman. But when they heard how he was glorified by another person, a very, very great personality, with deep realization, in a non-envious way, sharing, acknowledging, accepting, approving the true greatness, then pujayamasa supritah. Then these devotees started worshipping Srila Prabhupada supritah with great affection. They could understand, they could actually appreciate. Prema vihuvala, they were very ecstatic. Multiplied by a million times and billion times. Of course it can't be. It's all same. It's still different. Achinta Bheda Bheda. That's exactly what Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling when hearing that this, they knew. It's not that Yudhishthira Maharaj didn't know that Krishna is great. He knew Krishna is great. He knew all along that he is the Supreme Personality of God. In fact, few Pandavas knew that handful knew exactly that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, amongst whom were the Pandavas. But there is a tendency to sometimes, because of intimacy, because of closeness, there's a tendency to become a little familiar. Every day, on and off, regularly, and the other person actually respects and treats as equal, and naturally person feels a little familiarity. And familiarity leads to a little casual attitude. But then when Narada Muni came, Narada Muni is very rare to see. Narada Muni is very rare personality. Anyone, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanaji, had to be very, very fortunate to come across Narada Muni. Loka punana munayo bhiyanti. Wherever Narada Muni goes and touches his feet, that place becomes completely purified, sanctified. These great souls are very, very, very rare to visit places. Maharaj Parikshit appreciated when Shukadeva Goswami came there. He says, I know, O Shukadeva Goswamiji, you are so renounced, you have absolutely no attachment to this world. In case you visit some householders, it's only for a few minutes till the time they milk the cows. And why? You don't go there for the milk. You're not interested in the milk because you have already chastised in the second canto. That fools, why they glorify all this, you know, cats, dog, I mean, these kind of people. Is the river not giving water? Is the hand not as for a pillow? Is the earth not enough to sleep? Is the sky not a beautiful shelter? Why do people glorify paltry, you know, this kind of people of this world? So if you know fully that Krishna is maintainer, you don't have to glorify someone. There is no need for you. In fact, like Madhavendra Puri, he hated to go near anywhere the cities. He didn't want to see the face of these kind of materialistic people. So, still, we are so fortunate. It is so difficult to see a person like Shukadeva Goswami. What to speak of meeting such a person? What to speak of talking to such a person? And what to speak of if that person sits 7 days and seven nights constantly and starts speaking Krishna Katha? Parikshit Maharaj could actually appreciate Shukadeva Goswami's appearance. So similarly, Narada Muni is very rare. Very rare. Yudhishthir Maharaj knew the glory of Narada Muni. And this Narada Muni, who travels everywhere simply to sanctify those places, he is coming and telling, oh Yudhishthir, what is this? Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting. Please talk to me about some great devotees. I am so fallen. That's the nature of a Vaishnava. In fact, it's very interesting. Parikshit Maharaj heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12 cantos, and as he was about to depart from this world, his mother came running and she said, you have heard, my dear son, the whole Bhagavatam. Please recite to me the Bhagavatam. Surprisingly, he told the Srimad Bhagavatam without touching any of the stories. How is it? He's heard from Shukadeva Goswami. Exactly as he had heard, he repeated. Parikshit Maharaj, the first person, the ideal example of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. When he repeated, he told Narada Muni's story
or searching who is the most merciful, most fortunate person who has received the mercy. This was speaking with personal realization. Thoroughly understood, digested. And now, he was able to speak. In a way that was understandable to the audience according to the time. Time was very less. So if he starts with first canto, he'll not be able to complete it till the 12th. So he gave the essence. And the essence of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, especially the story of search of Narada for a person who has received the most mercy from Supreme Lord. There's one thing that stands out, common amongst all of them. All of them. Each one who has received some mercy feels himself absolutely fallen and glorifies the other. He's only good in the others. Genuinely, from the heart. In fact, each of those devotees whom Narada Muni approaches on the request of other devotees, each of them focus on their faults exclusively and amplify them and absorbed in them. And simultaneously, they are focusing on every little glories of the other personality, amplifying them, glorifying them, being absorbed in them. So, that fault-finding tendency is put to oneself, and that seeing the good, so to say, as Krishna saw even in Putana, that's Krishna's quality. He saw the best in the worst. Similarly, the Vaishnavas, they are like that. So, Narada Muni comes and sees Maharaj Yudhishthir. He said, "My God, you people are so fortunate. So fortunate. All the great sages in this whole universe, who are all living in their own places, they hardly move to any other place. Wherever they go, they sanctify and purify the whole places. Such place, such great devotees, they regularly visit your home. They visit your palace. Not to purify, but to be purified. Lokam punanam. They go any other place, and wherever they go, they purify the place. But here they come to be purified. This is like a rejuvenating center. Purifying means distributing. But this is the center where they come to actually take. Lokam punana munayo bhiyanti. Why? Why do they come? This beautiful verse. Yesham. Yesham grahanam vasati iti sakshat gudham param brahma manushyalingam. Yesham grahan, whose house, that is, he is telling them, vasati iti sakshat, directly is residing gudham param brahma manushyalingam. The Supreme Lord is residing right in your household. He's talking to you. He's walking with you. You're able to touch him. You're going to sleep with him. You're going to talk to him. You're going to sit with him. Sometimes he serves you. He becomes your messenger. Oh, how fortunate you are. Yuyam raloke bata bhuri bhaga. So fortunate. So Krishna is right there. But still, not that they don't know. Yudhishthira Maharaj knows.
But still, when Narada Muni came, and from Narada, a lover of God, a person who sees things in proper perspective, who can actually appreciate good fortune, what is really good fortune? When such a person speaks, "Arey, how fortunate you are. Right in your own household, is that Supreme Personality of Godhead?" Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, is able to appreciate. Pujayama sa supritah. He started worshipping supritah, great love, and that love, prema vihvalah. It increased his love. So similarly, I was thinking, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are already have Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji. It's not different from Krishna, who is Krishna. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite paro, tumar shakati ache. That's the power of the pure devotees of the Lord. Krishna se tumar, Krishna is yours, captured in your heart because of your love. And therefore, when you want to give to someone, he can't refuse. He becomes the property of such a person. And therefore, whatever the request happens. Krishna dite paro, tumar shakati ache. You have that power to give Krishna to others. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have also been given Krishna. We know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, at least theoretically we know. But sometimes, because of familiarity, there is a tendency, even in spite of knowing, okay, not to fully appreciate. But when great lovers of Krishna, they, by our good fortune, happen to come, and they speak to us about who is this personality. Don't think this is ordinary. Don't think that service is ordinary. Don't think that the Mahaprasad that you receive is ordinary. Don't think that this association is ordinary. And then we kind of wake up. We have to wake up, because here they were already woken up, but their love increased. Prema vihvala. Simply to hear, their love increased. In our case, our remembrance comes again. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Not a piece of stone. This is Krishna. This is Radha Gopinath. That is why Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That's why we have no taste. We have some taste. Otherwise, we won't be here, of course. But Rupa Goswami explained. In fact, he quotes this verse. Yuyam Niloke Batabhuri Bhaga. He quotes this verse as an example of prema bhakti. Sri Krishna karshani chasa. That kind of love attracts Krishna. Krishna is attracted, as we were discussing the other day. A supreme magnet is attracted by an insignificant piece of iron. This is Guinness Book of World Records. That an insignificant piece of iron is attracting a powerful, sun-like, big, huge magnet. So, yeah. He says, there are 2 degrees of control. Controlling Krishna. A devotee's love controls the Lord at both stages of bhava and prema. At Bhava Bhakti also, Sudurlabha, it's very rare. Because once that Bhava is given by Krishna, and he becomes subordinate to that love. Therefore, he doesn't give. One of the reasons why Bhakti is Sudurlabha is because two things. Number one, sadhana ughair. If you perform for millions of lifetimes sadhana, but if you do not have some taste, some lauliyam, tatrapi lauliyam ekalam mulyam, janma koti sikritir na labhyate. Unless there is some taste, unless there is some longing, unless there is some greed, Krishna is not inspired or impressed by how many rounds we chant. Can you imagine if you have a servant and that servant serves you very, very faithfully, very, very loyally, but there is no facial expression on his face. He just comes. He sees a list. Early morning at 7 o'clock. One glass, one hanky, breakfast, spoon, fork. Sixteen rounds. Mangalarti, tick. Attendance, tick. Guru Puja, tick. 9 years I have come. Krishna says, to hell with it. Why do you take the trouble of coming here? Better do something what you like. I don't want this. Lakshmi sahasra shata sambhrama sevyamana. I have millions of Lakshmis or Gopis serving me. Very lovingly. Even if they give, sometimes out of mistake, like Vidura did, as it is sometimes quoted in Mahabharata, even if they throw the banana and give the peel, or whatever that story, whether it is bona fide or not, but the principle, the spirit is, even if they don't, you know, like there is a mistake. Because Krishna is bhavagrahi, because he is saragrahi, he sees the essence. He sees that love. In that love, sometimes, you know, so much he misplays something or another, you know. Instead of shoes, give the socks or something, you know. Instead of a big towel, you give a small hanky. You're going for bath, here is it. But this is just a small hanky or something. But the spirit is seen. So satisfying, so pleasing. And that's what Krishna is after. So, Sudurlabha, he does not give. Even if you perform for millions, if we perform for millions of lifetimes, perfect sadhana, to the point, quantity, perfect. Krishna doesn't care. He's not impressed by that. You can't barge into the kingdom of God. He said, I've created the whole world. Go and stay there. What really impresses is, are you doing it as a simply an austerity, as a simply to just get it done with? Or is there some element of taste? Some happiness that is, oh, what an opportunity I got. Thank you. In fact, Rupa Goswami says, that is the only qualification, eligibility of the candidate for starting devotional service. Some taste. Now, how does that taste come? That taste comes when you render devotional service, when you engage in devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevam. And unless there is a taste, you can't engage in devotional service. And unless you engage in devotional service, you don't have taste. This is a very vicious circle. Unless you have taste, you can't render devotional service. And unless you render devotional service, there is no taste. So what is the... how do we resolve it? How do we understand it? How do we solve this? It's very simple. It is by the causeless mercy of a great devotee by which, unknowingly or knowingly, if we come in contact and do some agyata sakriti, some kind of service, some appreciation, some taste, if someone comes and says, oh, nice, even if a person who is just a visitor, you know, sometimes this Mumbai Darshan, you know, some foreigners and all that, they want to go around Mumbai. And one of the, in that Mumbai Darshan is there, you know, the Mint, Gateway of India, Chowpatty Beach, the fish aquarium, and then something, 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 and Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Juhu. So, theek hai, Mumbai Darshan. And from Darshan, suddenly one of that Darshan is, okay, 10 minutes, everyone go inside, rush inside, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Juhu. They all come out and they just walk in. And they see, oh, nice place, huh? Finished. That is the beginning of the end of their material life. Some appreciation, some taste. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, prasadam is so nice. Oh, this person is so nice. He spoke so nice. So, that is our responsibility also, to give a nice experience somehow to people. Because if they appreciate, it's our responsibility as representatives of Krishna, as a Madhyam Adhikari, when we are giving Ishwaretad Adhineshu Balisheshu Dushatsucha, the real thing is the experience, whether it is book distribution, whether it is speaking philosophy, whether it is, guest reception, whatever, we have to understand if they appreciate, therefore the cleanliness, therefore whatever we do, it's actually the greatest service we are doing. Because if a person somehow appreciates even something in relationship with Krishna, and next time he says, yeah, I went there, nice people, nice book, nice prasad, nice, something nice, there's some taste, some appreciation, there is a beginning of devotional service. And what to speak of if they have a little bad experience, then, you know, for that amount of time, probably they may be a little farther away. Though, devotional service somehow, you know, fire away, whether you touch it from happily or in distress, it burn. The devotional service has its effects, but still, mentally that person is not, sometimes go away for years, sometimes for lifetimes. So that taste, that is the first thing why Krishna does not give bhava. And the second reason why he does not give bhava is because he does not give easily. He does not give it easily. He gives mukti, he gives bhukti, he gives siddhi. You ask it and he will give it. Krishna, I don't want na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. No, baba, please take it. No, you must take it. No, I don't want. No, take it. Please, I don't want anything. Then he's obliged. Even naturally, even in our dealings, when someone, if a shop, if you go and buy something from the shop and if you pay the price, then you don't feel obliged to the shopkeeper. Thank you so much, I'm so grateful to you. You're so munificent. No? Are diya na paisa? What if that says, you know, you keep this and this is free for you. Just from my side. I don't know why, I just feel like giving. No, you take something. See, he's doing so much and so much. And in return he says, no, nothing. I just want more service, that's all. Generally Krishna awards. Take this. When in our fourth or fifth standard, we had a very nice poem. In this poem, the poet is talking about a small child at home. And anyone wants to go and pick up that child, he's very angry and he starts crying. And so many people are trying to do so many things. Somebody's trying to give him sweets, somebody's trying to give him some toys, somebody's trying to pick him up, throw him in the air and play with him, and they're not trying to do so many things. Wow, he's crying and crying and crying. Till the mother comes and picks him up and embraces him and kisses him. Finished. All crying is finished. So, my dear child, you're crying. Okay, come. Kisses. Finished. And then it says in the sense, now everyone understood what was the reason why he was so stubborn. He was very clear what he wanted. I want my mom to come and pick me up. That's all. And he was crying and crying. Therefore, nothing else could pacify. Only when the mother picked up, then he was pacified. So similarly, a pure devotee of the Lord, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavidam, Bhajagari, Mama Janmani, Janmani, Shwarevada. Then Krishna says, I take this. Keep quiet, Baba. No. Hare Krishna. Krishna ultimately picks. All right. I am yours. Finished. Now I am peaceful. Bhukti mukti siddhikami sakali ashanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. It's very peaceful. So that is the reason why that's what is being explained by Yudhishthir Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami. But when Narada Muni comes and speaks, the more we hear, it's not that. This is, for us, it is sadhana bhakti, to always hear and to appreciate what we have. Whereas for great devotees of the Lord, the Bhagavatam helps three levels of devotees in three different ways. For a person who is afflicted with all kinds of suffering, all kinds of distress, shoka, moha, bhaya, apaha, illusion and fear, Bhagavatam is like a medicine which gradually removes our lamentation, removes our bewilderment, and removes our fear. For those who have some taste, it is bhakti pareshan bhavo virakti anyatra chaishatrika eka kala. It is like nourishment. For a sadhaka, it is like nourishment. Nourishment to continue to maintain, to become a little stronger that we can go on. But for the pure devotees of the Lord, Vayam tu na vitrupyamaha uttama shloka vikrame yachvinnatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. Actually, this is it is a addiction for them. Addicted. They are like addicts. They can't do without it. Nirmat saranam satam. For that Nirmat Saranam Satam, those great souls, it is an addiction. They can't live without Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govind. It is their life and soul. It is not just nourishment, it is their life and soul. Without that, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam, to hell with this world, to hell with this material manifestation, even to hell with the spiritual world, if there is no Krishna. To that extent, they are absorbed, intoxicated. So in whatever level we are, it is a need for us. For everyone it is a need. It is the only need for those who are entangled, suffering, full of lamentation, fear, illusion. It is most important need for sadhakas, for basic sustenance, and to enhance one's devotion. From sadhana to raga nuga or
little bhava, little taste, so that it is not that somebody, we are accountable to someone and therefore we have to be seen, therefore we have to put an attendance, therefore we have to be here. Unfortunately, that is needed in the material world because we are influenced by the three modes of nature. Sometimes we are influenced by the mode of ignorance, sometimes in the mode of passion, once in a way, oasis of mode of goodness. So for such sadhakas who are always shifting from one mode to the other in this world, it is an essential ingredient for nourishment, for continuation in a proper way to become steadfast. And for those who are very advanced bhava, who are sthayi bhava, who have achieved fixation in devotional service because of pure love, for them it is just life. It's their life. Without that they can't live. Srila Prabhupada ki, Nirantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much.